Good morning. My guest this morning is Elizabeth Craven from Main Stage West. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I have to congratulate you very briefly on a most wonderful show, Yankee Tavern.
Yankee Tavern.
That's right. What a great show.
We had a good time doing that one.
And I suspect you've got another one coming up.
We do.
Underneath the Lintel, starring John Shillington and directed by John Craven.
Yes.
Opens on March 13th, playing through the 30th at Main Stage West. So talk about the show.
Oh, well, it is a wonderful script. I have to say that this is truly one of the best scripts I've read in a long time. John Shillington found it for us. He actually got a chance to see the production that was done of this, a brief production with David Strathorn last year at ACT. And he came in after that show and he goes, "Beth, I don't hardly ever say this, but if you ever want to do this show, I'm in. I'm in. As a director, as an actor, I don't care." So I immediately got the script because I hadn't had a chance to see the show. And we, oddly enough, had an opening in our season at the last minute. And I called him up and I said, "Let's do it." And he goes, "Okay, who's directing?" And I said, "Well, it can't be me. I just directed, and now I'm directing again." So I said, "What about John Craven?" And he goes, "I've wanted to work with John for so long." So they spent the first couple of weeks talking about the play and not deciding exactly who was going to do the acting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They left it open for a while, and then it was decided that John Shillington would do the act. And he is so wonderful in this role.
How many people in the cast?
One.
Oh, it's a single person
cast. It's a one-hander mystery almost story. A Dutch librarian that's sort of a Mr. Peepers kind of backroom guy that decides to, he discovers a book that was returned in the book depository that was 113 years old. So being the T-crosser and I-dotter that he is, he goes after this guy to try to collect the fee. I'm knowing that it was probably a relative of his. Anyway, he ends up traveling all over the world from his little back room.
What a great idea.
And all the play is these evidences that he shows of following this guy. And I won't tell you who he decides he ends up being, because it's really, that's the most magical part.
I'm immediately reminded of something that was on the air this morning about the multiple boxes of gold coins that were found.
Yes. Yeah. It's that kind of story.
Did you know they were stolen from the mint?
I did not.
In 1900?
Oh, my God. Oh, that is so funny.
Well, this is exactly that kind of, but a one-person show, just the two of them
putting
this together.
It just grabs you, and as it gets more and more kind of hysterical with his storytelling, by the end, you're just completely wrapped up and completely believing him, you know, some completely wild conclusions that he comes to.
Well, very briefly, tell us what's next.
After that.
Yes.
The next show after that will be Mother Jones in Heaven.
Oh, right. Oh, I'm so looking forward to that.
We are too. That's a new script by Cy Kahn, all music by Cy Kahn, and starring Mary Gannon Graham as Mother Jones.
Well, when that is about to come out, I'll do a something completely different show featuring the music of Cy Kahn and
wonderful
other related things.
Yeah, we're so
too
excited.
I've been wanting to do that for a while.
Oh, great, great.
Well, I'm sure this is just going to be a great show, and it's a I think you ought to get some nationwide publicity for
this.
We're
hoping to, because this is really kind of a landmark 100th year anniversary of Mother Jones' birth. And he was in Cork, Ireland, last summer doing pieces from the show on his own. And we're hoping to take it back to the island.
Excellent.
Next year.
Thanks for coming in, Beth, and telling us about Underneath the Lintel. It opens on
the 13th.
The 13th. It opens on the 13th and plays through the 30th at Main Street West in Sebastopol. For ticket information, 823-0177, online, mainstagewest.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.